Okay, let's get it. Locked on LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, and right here for the Locked on LSU podcast. LSU basketball has added an opponent, an honor for an LSU football player, an update on the LSU-Alabama game, and what Ed Ogeron said, recapping Arkansas and previewing Texas A&M. We will get to all of that here over the next 20 minutes or so, and glad you are with us. I did want to let you know, if we sound different and if you notice we don't have the open and the intro to the show and everything, I've been in quarantine since last week, so we missed a couple of shows last week. I know it sounds different, but I'm making do here at home the best I can, literally recording these episodes on my phone. So I appreciate your patience and for bearing with me. Should just be a couple of more days, and then we'll be back to full schedule and full show. So I apologize, but the episode yesterday, the episode today is just going to be me talking. I don't have access remotely where I am to some of the audio and things that we normally play. So I apologize for that, but I do appreciate all of you for bearing with us during this time. I think everyone sort of understands what it's like if you're in quarantine and COVID. So we're just hanging out. Thankfully, everybody feels well, but just kind of, you know, stuck at the house for a few more days. Ed Ogeron on Monday, as he typically does, met with the media to recap the Arkansas win and to preview the Texas A&M game. So a few things that were interesting, what Ed Ogeron had to say. First of all, a couple of updates on some players. Derek Stingley, who left the game against Arkansas, we learned on the LSU Sports Radio Network that Stingley took a knee to the head, and that's why he left and did not return. Ogeron said on Monday that Stingley would practice Monday in a gold no-contact jersey, but they did expect him to be fine. Now, that's key this week against a Texas A&M offense that is among the best in the SEC offense on the offensive statistical side. If you just look, LSU and Texas A&M are almost what and what statistically. LSU averages 34.3 points a game. A&M 33.7, so they're within really a half point of each other per game. Offensively, LSU is putting up 451 yards a game, A&M 443. So again, within about 9 yards of each other there. Passing offense, LSU 327, A&M 245. Rushing, LSU 124, A&M 189. So that's the big discrepancy, but LSU throws it a little better, A&M runs it a little better, but points and yardage, they're basically what and what. But for LSU, you better hope that you have your full complement of defenders out there. And it looks like Derek Stingley will be good to go. It's worth mentioning that A&M offensively, especially in the passing game, while they are the best rushing team in the SEC, they and Ole Miss, the passing offense has been a bit of a challenge at times for two reasons, really. A&M had Jamin Osborn, their top receiver, opt out this year before the season started. And then Caleb Chapman, their best receiver who started the season, suffered a knee injury. And so he started the season as the best receiver on the team and then suffered a season-ending injury. So Kellen Mond's down his two best receivers this season, unfortunately. But they continue on and have been really successful. Now, it's also worth mentioning that Texas A&M has not played in a couple of weeks. They had their scheduled bye, and then last week's game was canceled due to COVID concerns. So the last time we saw Texas A&M, they were playing South Carolina and beating them 48-3, and maybe their most emphatic win of the season. Obviously, the most impressive win was Florida, but that was their most emphatic win, certainly. But their games against Tennessee and against Ole Miss have been postponed the past 2 weeks. So for LSU, defensive improvement is something that Ed Ogeron did talk about during his Monday press conference. He said he likes some of their gap fits, likes the fact that they've been a little bit more consistent. The problem continues to be the big plays allowed. And I'll credit my friend T-Bob Hebert, who hosts the morning show Off the Bench on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge, who did the legwork and gave some perspective on LSU and their passing defense and really how inept they've been so far this year. But LSU has allowed 9 plays, 9 passing plays of 50 yards or more this season. Nine passing plays of 50 yards or more this season, which is by far the most in college football. It's 126 out of 126. They're literally dead last in the country, allowing the most plays of 50 yards or more. They're 124th in 40-yard plays. It's just astonishing right now how bad LSU has been in their pass defense. And if you're going to go into this game, if you were to go into this game without a full complement of defenders, it would obviously be very, very poor. LSU is allowing 10.4 yards per attempt. That's the worst in the Power Five. Literally, however you shake it down, LSU is the worst pass defense in major college football, statistically, however you want to look at it. So, as Ed Ogeron said, he likes some of the gap fits and like how they perform mostly against the run, setting the edge against Arkansas, which is true. And Arkansas was without Rakeem Boyd. What LSU did against Arkansas, continued to do, was allow big plays. And that's got to change. They've got to find a way to limit big plays against Texas A&M, because they don't, it's going to be another long day. As we learned, LSU is a 14-point underdog, opened at 12.5, swole to 14, and that's where it sits right now. LSU a 2-touchdown underdog on the road in College Station on Saturday. But it looks like they'll have Derek Stingley back. It's also worth noting, because this was a bit of there was some confusion on Coach O's teleconference, because someone asked who would start for Elias Ricks after his targeting ejection. Remember, Ricks was ejected in the second quarter, so he had to miss the remainder of the first half and the second half. So Elias Ricks is good to go for the start of the game on Saturday against Texas A&M. He will not have to miss a half of football. So LSU will have Stingley and Ricks back out there, and they did have an opportunity to see guys like Jay Ward and Dwight McLaughlin step up a little bit, but against Texas A&M, really the challenge is going to be that running game, which is averaging nearly 200 yards a game on the ground. And LSU has not been a very good run defense this year. So can LSU slow down that Texas A&M rushing offense will be a huge, huge challenge for this team this week on the road. And I'll also remind you that the state of Texas has been one of the more lenient as far as allowing crowds. So Texas A&M, if you remember the Texas A&M game against Florida, that's when, you know, they had a large crowd and it was loud. And Dan Mullen, that was the game after which Dan Mullen, Florida was preparing for its scheduled game against LSU. And Dan Mullen went into his postgame press conference and said, "I want the swamp packed this week. I wanted that capacity for LSU." That's because he had to deal with the crowd at Texas A&M and was imploring his administration to allow a capacity crowd at Florida Field, at Ben O. Griffin Stadium. So, anyway, expect that TJ Finley will go up against the most raucous crowd he will have faced on the road so far this year in College Station. LSU should have their complement of defensive backs. However, rushing defense, you know, when you look at LSU's rush yards allowed, 136 a game, and that has got to take into account. Also, remember, LSU allowed fewer than 10 yards rushing against Vanderbilt. So that does, in some respects, skew statistically LSU's rush defense, which is actually allowing closer to 200 rushing yards a game without that Vanderbilt game. So can LSU stop the run against Texas A&M? That's going to be a big challenge, but they should have their entire secondary back this week against the Aggies, which is great. Ed Ogeron also said Racy McMath, the senior wideout, who scored a touchdown that was injured on a deep ball, pulled up lame with a hamstring. It is unlikely that Racy McMath plays this week. So the Tigers could be getting Trey Palmer back, but you know, with Racy out, you'll rely on Terrace Marshall. On the freshman, with Kayshawn Boutte and Coy Moore, John Trey Kirkland, of course, stepped up. And then, of course, Jeray Jenkins, the guy who scored the game-winning touchdown for LSU against Arkansas. And hopefully you have Trey Palmer back as well this week. So no short of options for LSU, but they likely will be without Racy McMath this week in College Station. Okay, it is the Locked On LSU podcast, brought to you by our friends over at Coors Light. Coors Light is the beer that is literally made to chill. Whether you're watching the Tigers or whatever it may be, if you're just knocking off after a long day of work, or maybe you're planning for Thanksgiving this Thursday with your family and you want an ice-cold beer to wash down that turkey and dressing, reach for the beer that is literally made to chill. Coors Light, which is cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged, literally made to chill. And by the way, if you're stressed and you got too much going on right now leading up to the holidays and it's hard to get out to the store, or maybe you're just not comfortable going to the store yet, no worries. Coors Light is taking care of you. Coors Light, literally made to chill. Check out Coors Light and go to the website, get.coorslight.com, get.coorslight.com, and they'll deliver the new look Coors Light straight to your door. Get.coorslight.com. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Quick reminder that even though this is a holiday week, we do plan on having a show Thursday on Thanksgiving. So when you wake up on Thanksgiving Day, be sure to check however you listen to your podcast. Locked On LSU should be there. Thursday, LSU basketball will tip off in St. Louis, their season against the University of Northern Illinois, Edwardsville, or Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, excuse me. And so we should have on Thursday full college basketball preview for these LSU Tigers as they're set to tip off their season with Will Wade and company on the road in St. Louis on Thursday. So be on the lookout for that. Speaking of schedules, on Monday is typically when the SEC announces the following week's television schedule. Well, the SEC on Monday of this week, yesterday, did not release their schedule for next week, for the games of December the 5th. LSU presently is scheduled to play Ole Miss on December the 5th. And as we've talked about here for a couple of weeks now, it's my belief that that's not likely to happen. What I was told and to believe is that the LSU-Alabama game will be moved to December the 5th, and LSU-Ole Miss will move from December 5th to December the 19th, the day of the SEC championship game. That means the Alabama game, scheduled for December the 5th, would just move back a week to December the 12th. That way, presuming both Florida and Alabama are playing in the SEC championship game, neither would have an open date the Saturday before the SEC championship game, thus lending one team an advantage. So the reason that the SEC has not made that announcement yet is they didn't want to announce a change in the schedule until they knew the other games in the interim would be played. So the SEC doesn't want to make that announcement about moving LSU and Bama or LSU Ole Miss until they know what happened this past week and then what happens this week, because other alterations in let's say there's another team that has to miss a game due to COVID this week, that might affect the full conference slate next week. So as of right now, though, nothing has been altered that would affect LSU and Alabama from playing on December the 5th and LSU Ole Miss playing on the 19th. That is still the cleanest route to go and very likely what we are going to see from the SEC. And them not announcing a schedule for next week is basically indicative of that, that that is their plan. But we'll go through this week, and it's been seldom a week that we've seen without any alterations to the SEC schedule or college football schedule due to COVID. So we would expect that announcement to come later this week for the following week's game, provided, or once we know all the games this week will be played as they're expected to be played. So as we head into this holiday, maybe if you've got family all around your house and you got to break through that wall, reach for Built Go. I mean, you know how it goes, right? I mean, family's over. Sometimes it could be chaos. Sometimes it could be crazy. Maybe if you just need an opportunity to get something to power you through the rest of that day, grab a Built Go. If it's a physical wall, if it's a mental wall that you need to break through, Built Go are 1.5 ounce packages. Throw one in your golf bag, throw one in your gym bag, throw one in your work bag. Whenever you hit that wall or you feel it coming during the day, grab a Built Go. 3 delicious flavors, peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, chocolate mint. It's basically an energy shot or an energy drink without the crash feeling. It's natural, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking an energy drink with a third of the caffeine, but with the same energy that's going to push you through your day. Look, I could get really technical, but Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein, and collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into your system fast, and it's easy on the stomach, and it tastes great. So Built Go is a great way to ignite your workout, to push you through the day, to give you that mental sharpness to get through your afternoon, or when you wake up in the morning, Built Go. And our friends at Built Go are allowing our listeners a great discount. Use the promo code LOCKED, LOCKED. Use the promo code LOCKED and get 20% off your next order. Again, promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. That's Built, G-O, BuiltGo.com. Let's go. Wrapping up another edition here on the Locked On LSU podcast, your team every day. If you've not done so yet, please subscribe to the podcast. We appreciate you for being here with us as we have grown the Locked On LSU podcast and you being a big part of that. So thanks for hanging out with us every day. Tell a friend if they want about 20 minutes or so of LSU news every single day to subscribe to Locked On LSU, however they get their podcast. Congrats to Zach Von Rosenberg. A day after Andre Anthony was named SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week, Zach Von Rosenberg named the Ray Guy Punter of the Week for his performance against Arkansas. He was pretty critical, and Ed Ogeron talked about it. Von Rosenberg time and again flipped the field. Five of his seven punts were down inside the 10-yard line. He routinely made Arkansas go the length of the field. In the second half alone, Von Rosenberg had punts down at the 9, the 5, the 8, and the 7-yard lines. He also had one down at the 8 in the first quarter. So for the game, Von Rosenberg averaged 48.9 yards on 7 punts. His long was 61 yards. Arkansas did not have a single return yard against Von Rosenberg. It's the second time this year he's claimed the honor as the Ray Guy Punter of the Week, same against Mississippi State in the season opener. This is a guy who should be a finalist for the Ray Guy Award this year, and I would love to see him win it. What a great story it is for Zach, who, of course, as everybody knows, is from nearby Zachary, was a great pitcher, punter, and quarterback at Zachary, was supposed to come to LSU on a baseball scholarship, decided to sign a pro baseball contract. Pro baseball didn't work out for him. Les Miles offered him the opportunity to walk on at LSU, which he took. They didn't know if he'd play tight end or if he'd play quarterback or punter, but he settled in so nicely here as a punter now in his senior season. And with the opportunity, honestly, to come back for another year if he wants it. Or, of course, Von Rosenberg could go off to the NFL draft. And no word on that yet from Zach. But the bottom line is he's having a magnificent senior season and what has been an otherwise disappointing year for LSU. But personally, for Zach Von Rosenberg, a great week this last week, a great senior season. And, of course, the second half of the season, everyone's pulling hard for him to continue on this great path that he's on. We also learned that LSU basketball, which tips off on Thursday in the Billiken Classic up in St. Louis, and they'll play games against Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, and then St. Louis on Thursday and Sunday or Saturday, respectively. LSU's also added Southeastern to their basketball schedule. So that game will be Monday, November the 30th at 7 o'clock at the Maravich Center. So next Monday, the game replaces one of the games that was originally scheduled for the Golden Window Classic in Lincoln. So LSU was supposed to play three games at the multi-team event in Lincoln, Nebraska. That got canceled, so LSU quickly rescheduled to play in this event in St. Louis. So they'll play Thursday, Saturday, and then they'll come home on Monday to take on Southeastern. So they're cobbling together a schedule, doing the best they can. The SEC schedule, of course, has already been released as well. So for now, we know Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, St. Louis, Southeastern. And then from November 30th, they won't play again until December the 6th at home against Louisiana Tech. And then December the 12th, they're set to play in the Holiday Hoopsgiving event in Atlanta. We know they'll play South Florida. The other opponents are to be determined. The rest of the non-conference schedule is UNO, North Texas, and then the home game against VCU, which is a return trip from the trip LSU made a year ago to VCU. So, again, LSU adds Southeastern for the home basketball schedule on Monday, November the 30th, so this coming Monday. All right, it's going to do it for us here on a Tuesday edition of the Locked On LSU podcast. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow as we cruise toward LSU and Texas A&M. We'll see you then. Locked On LSU, your team every day.